When the campfire ripped through Paradise and Butte County, many people were forced to run with just the clothes on their backs. They lost everything, including the cremated remains of loved ones. Well, now a volunteer effort is underway to recover those ashes. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Alex DeGiorgi with Alta Archaeological Consulting and one of the leaders of the recovery efforts. Thank you for joining us this morning. Ashes, so many ashes. Where do you even begin?
Well, thanks for having me on. When we start out on a site, we've kind of devised the methods that we interview the survivor. So we ask the survivor, where in the homes were these cremains kept, and who are we looking for? Are we looking for your brother or your daughter or maybe your mother? And what kind of vessel were they kept in? Was this a ceramic urn or a wooden box? And then we ask, you know, where in the home, can you point to that area? And they'll specify an area within the devastated remains of their home. And then the canine team comes out. This is the Institute for Canine Forensics. They bring a dog to the scene, and the dog will search the remains of the home and invariably alert at a location where the dog detects the smell of human remains. Then archaeologists get involved, and we do a recovery effort where we try to excavate through the ashes until we encounter cremains, at which point we'll isolate them, and collect them in a bag, and return them to the survivor.
How obvious, given the devastation there, is it that you have found some cremains that had already been in that house before the fire?
Well, so that's a good question. We still marvel that we're even able to do this. I made the metaphor that this is a needle in a haystack because we're trying to find ashes within ashes. It's really finding a needle within a pile of needles. We are consistently able to do this. The ashes do stand out. They have specific characteristics. They're a homogeneous package of ash because at the crematorium, these bodies are processed into a fine ash, and whereas the devastated remains of the house are more of a mixed of drywall, metal, and burnt wood, you'll see a discrete pocket about a shoebox size of ash, and it tends to have a salmon color hue, and there'll be fine bits of bone inside of it. Oftentimes, we'll find a metal medallion that is put in by the crematorium that has a unique signifier identifying the individual. So then we have a slam dunk that we've found the cremains.
Alex, do dogs that are able to identify cremains, are they trained differently than cadaver dogs?
Well, only in that they are trained to signal on human cremains. So they don't get confused. Oftentimes homes have the cremains of pets, but the dogs do not signal on cremains of pets. They can identify the unique signature of human cremains.
Well, we thank you for the time this morning. It's a fascinating effort underway in the fire zone in Butte County. Alex DeGiorgi is with Alta Archaeological Consulting, one of the leaders of an effort to recover human cremains, cremated remains that were already in homes in the Paradise area when the fire hit.